Abby, Lance Reynolds, Rita Burns, and Underdog. There will also be an art exhibition curated by Adrian Ferguson of The Art of Noise, a film activation curated by Jordan Strudwick, and a community presented by Milani Douglas. The Jazz and Justice Festival this Sunday, June 22nd, noon until 8 p.m. at Malcolm X Park. An afternoon of joy as resistance. Details at WPFWFM.org.
I'm Muiza Muntali, host of African Now, and you're tuned to member-supported WPFW Washington.
You know, nowadays it seems like there's a lot of bad things going on, and I guess a lot of it, from the way I see it, seems to still stem from lack of feelings on our parts is how we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters. Hatred is a feeling, love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love. And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to tell your troubles? Tell them to. You can't go around wondering what it is you gotta do. You gotta be ready and willing to make a move. Nobody can push you if you don't wanna move. You suffer, cry, and hate, and live the American way. Fly the hateful skies of America, fly the American way. Gotta talk to the people. Yeah, yeah.
Hey.
Tell them how you feel.
Aha.
Good morning, Chip.
The people. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, good listeners. Welcome to the Friday edition of Community Watch and Comment. Yeah, talk to the people.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, all right. That's don't forget that festival this Sunday. This is going to be marvelous. Okay, Jazz and Justice Festival hosted by WPFW at Malcolm X Park. Oh, it's going to be nice. So, you know, come on out, enjoy yourselves.
That's it.
Meet some of the WPFW family and, you know, get a good dose of jazz and justice. Okay. All right. And it's free. Can't argue with that.
Can't argue with that.
All right. Well, another week is under the bridge, as they say. And there's been a lot of stuff going on out there and not going on. This morning, we want to ask you the question. What are your highlights and lowlights, you know, of the week, news-wise? You know, share your thoughts about that. Your highlights and lowlights, you know, of the week. And give us a call at 202-588-0893. That's the phone line for Community Watch and Comment to make your, you know, to share your thoughts and opinions. Once again, that's 202-588-0893. Your lowlights and highlights. So, Chip, you got any you want to tee up right quick?
Well, I mean, my thing is, this administration wants to bring asbestos back. I mean, come on, really? That's where you're at.
Yeah, that's what he is. And you know, I guess as far as highlights go for me. And I'll start with that. It was just so heartwarming to see the No King's Day protesters out there. Okay, I mean they were busy and they were numerous and you know, and creative.
Yeah.
You know, there's a YouTube video out there of the Proud Boys getting drowned out by a band of horns. Mm-hmm. You know, it was marvelous to see. The other highlight was that, you know, Donald gave a parade and nobody showed up.
That's right. It was vacant.
It was vacant.
Plenty of parking, as they say.
Exactly. And look, even some of the troops that were forced to participate in that were holding their own little silent protest as they walked down the street. So that's one of the highlights. Lowlights. And the Juneteenth celebrations. The Juneteenth celebrations all across the country. You know, once again, that holiday started out, you know, as an afterthought for many, and now it's become, you know, what's the word? A staple of our consciousness. So that was definitely a highlight, you know, for me. What about you? Okay, 202-580-8893. Lowlights and highlights from the past week. Lowlights, the Supreme Court continues its attack on LGBT rights, okay, on, you know, transgender, you know, rights and privileges. That attack continues. Of course, we know what's going on across the seas with the people throwing missiles back and forth.
Fourth, right.
Okay. A low light for me is the continued, you know, justification for it, you know, both by, some would say, by liberal, by media, you know, by networks. You know, everybody's trying to justify, you know, slamming, you know, a country to the ground. Of course, that's, you know, that's not going to end well, okay? All right, well, give us a call, 202-588-0893. What are your highlights and lowlights of the week? All right. I was proud to enjoy the No King's Day protest.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was like I said, it was creative and genuine, you know, and you know, it spoke for itself. It spoke for itself. The other highlights are, the resistance, the surprising resistance by the Dodgers baseball team to not allow ICE agents in their parking lot, you know, so that they can, you know, harass, you know, folks, you know. Of course, you know, Donald's very upset about that. But, you know, and look, another low light was Donald, you know, saying making a case for why he didn't want to celebrate Juneteenth at the White House. I mean, we didn't expect any different, but
right,
you know, he gonna come out publicly and say, all right, but we got too many holidays.
Holidays, yeah. He didn't say it at the beginning of the year, right?
Okay.
Waited Juneteenth, right? And then you know, a few days before that, he had taken credit for it. That, you know, people wouldn't have known about Juneteenth if it hadn't been for him.
You know. Lowlights and highlights. What are yours? Give us a call, 202-588-0893. All right, let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WPFW. Good morning, caller.
Okay.
Good morning, caller. Welcome to WPFW. What are your highlights and lowlights of the week?
Hello.
Would it be me?
That would be you.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. I guess when I said I would be next, never mind. I thought it meant after whoever was. Never mind. Don't worry about it. But my highlight And something that has boosted my spirit is the fact that I've been looking at media from India and Russia and some other places, and I saw footage. And at first I thought this is footage of damage done in Gaza. However, I was surprised because these were pictures showing buildings collapsing and a lot of stuff going on in Haifa and Tel Aviv. And so I'm saying, especially as I had read where Trump demanded immediate surrender and negotiations from people who they already were planning on negotiating with, I was shocked. And I'm shocked that the major media is not showing these things. And then I saw something on TV where Fox, of all places, was stopped in the middle of a broadcast of hit by Iranian missiles because they did not want it out to the rest of the world, I guess, of what's happening. I think that power is shifting, finally. And maybe some justice is going to be done to hateful, land-grabbing, greedy people. So you can tell that I'm not in favor of the United States going in to save these folks, because that's what it looks like it's turning into, where they need to be saved. And there was something in the paper yesterday about them hitting a hospital. And I'm saying, they're complaining about hitting a hospital when this is actually a veterans hospital with a military thing underneath it, which is what they claimed the first time when they reached out and found one or six guns underneath a hospital tunnel that they had built. I'm saying finally some justice is coming out in the world, in my opinion, and I think that we now have to make a decision as to what we're going to do, because we're not going to join them. We already are with them. But are we going to reveal that, or are we going to let our bases and the oil and other things get hit in this country or in the world? So are we going into World War III? I don't know, but I do know that
cause for concern.
Pardon?
Cause for concern, mildly.
Yes, cause for concern. And one other cause for concern is Russia says that they have 200 personnel helping Iran with their peaceful nuclear facility, and they're not moving them. And they have Putin said we have assurances before we sent them in from Israel that they would not be harmed. I think he's implying that if they are harmed by the United States or Israel, we probably will be in World War III. So we'll see what goes on. I don't know. But I'll be honest, I don't like violence, but my spirits is such that I'm thinking finally there's some justice happening here. And I don't understand why the Democrats are not leading. Why are right-wing people now coming out and saying, hey, we don't want to join them, we don't want... Why is it that right-wingers are coming out against the United States going out and openly helping Israel?
Okay. We're gonna go on. We've got some other callers, but thank you for sharing your comments, okay? And regarding the Democrats, yeah, that's going to be that's a low light, you know, the way that, you know, they're climbing on that bandwagon, you know, for a variety of reasons, non-humanitarian, however. All right, 202-588-0893, highlights and lowlights of the week. I'm proud of the American people who are keeping their kids away from that parade, you know. I was so afraid that they were going to treat it like Armed Forces Day at Andrews, you know, but no, it didn't. It wasn't manifested that way. And I'm proud of the American folks, the local folks, you know, for not, you know, bringing their kids out there and exposing them to all that hatred, you know. So that's a highlight for me, all right? 202-588-0893. Highlights and lowlights of the week. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW. Good morning.
Hello, caller.
All right, good morning, caller. Welcome to the program. What's your comment? What are your highlights and lowlights?
Good morning, sir. The highlight is the very worst highlight. I will tell you, let me begin it. And I know you two don't know probably. I've been here in America 42 years now. And always when I listen, oh, Mr. Ronald Reagan, Mr. Bush, Mr. Clinton, no. It is a system. There are two parties, Republican and Democratic Party. It's a Protestant and Judaism. It is, yes, I understand. Who paid the price for that? Americans. You know why? I don't say England, because the word itself is angel land. English, British, Britain. That is the mother who destroyed, I mean, disturbing the whole world. Imagine bombing, killing. It doesn't matter what he looks, what religion he believes. That is the very important thing is, human beings are getting destroying and killing and killing. By who? By that, the London ruler of the world. People could not say the value of humanity. What is democracy? Democracy is a destroyer. Oh, they create the world though. Oh, leftists, communists, socialists, terrorists, who created it themselves. I feel sad, really, for those who are getting killed in Israel or in Iran. Who is behind it? Those who are the capitalists, the money makers, the destroyers of the world. I feel so sad. We are human beings. Do you know what it means? Israel. Israel. It is the combination of 20 colors of the human beings. They call it Habesha in our ancestors, but it's a combination of human colors. Israel. But when he asked him, the one who is ruling it, I swear to God, I'm telling you, I had it with my professor. He don't even know what that is meant, Israel. They don't. Because their mentality is to control the world by destroying, by creating so words, yes, words. Oh, leftists, oh, terrorists. But who is behind it? They themselves. They should give it the value of human justice, human value. It doesn't matter what religion, what color, you are. We are lovely human beings. That's all little what I can tell you, my brother.
Okay. All right. Thanks for sharing your thoughts. 202-588-0893. Highlights and lowlights of the week. Give us a call. Share your thoughts, your observations. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Hi. Am I on there?
Yes, you are.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yes, sir. I was calling because I've experienced something that's like futuristic, right? I've been hit with like a laser beam in my head. And if you all have heard of BCI, it's like Neuralink, something that Elon Musk created. And it's like it's in your body where it can reach your mind, or it's in your, it's like a, I'm trying to tell you what I'm experiencing. And I'm going to the doctor about it, right? But the reason it was done to me is because I have a significant amount of money. And it's like a crime, like mafia people out here, they target you. If you have money, they can right now hit, like put a laser beam on you and constantly put it on you. And then, like go into your head or something, you know, they can control you, put shocks in your body, everything from like a remote area. And it's so far-fetched, right? You know, when I'm telling people it, they don't believe it. It's just like, who would believe 100 years ago that you could talk with a phone through a line and then without a line at all? It's just, you know what I mean? Just like an airplane. So that's what's out here nowadays, where they can now, whoever, if people have this technology, they can put it on anyone out here. And that's I'm trying to find out now who knows about this technology, because it's been almost a year now that I've been this way. I've been hit with, at first I saw the beam. They were just hitting me in my head, right? These beams from somewhere. And then I found out that I kept getting all these different things, like people trying to take my property and do different things to me, right? And I was saying, that's why this has happened to me. because people are trying to, I don't have any debts on my property. So.
All right. Well, I'll take it, man. You just continue to be observant and, you know, we can wish, all we can do is wish you well. You know, you know, this, we would be, look, we'd be remiss to say that some things aren't possible, you know, so, you know.
Yeah. We just haven't heard of this.
Right. Before. I mean, so, you know, so and if anybody else has, you know, please feel free to call in. Okay. Highlights and lowlights, you know.
My nephew.
0893. Go ahead, Chip.
My nephew actually worked on the Elon Musk Neuralink project, you know, at its beginning. And as far as I know, they still have to implant a chip inside your brain for that to work. I don't know of anything that can be done remotely without a connection on the other side. But
all right, 202-588-0893. Give us your calls. Once again, highlights. No King's Day, you know. The folks stood up, you know, and said, "Nah, we ain't having it," you know. And you know, and what was that? Remember that old 1960s poster? Suppose they gave a war and nobody came.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's what we had there. And you know, it was interesting to see the resistance by the troops, you know, who were not marching crisply down the street. You know, that was a little silent protest on their part. 202-588-0893. Good morning. You're on WPFW.
Hi.
Hey.
I would like to comment on the LGBTQ programming that was preempting community comment for the past 2 weeks, and the problem I had
it was only one week.
It was 1 week.
I thought it was there was another program last week. I didn't hear community comment. Maybe I'm wrong.
And it was wrong. We were here.
I had a guest on the previous, but. My problem with that is that throughout, and I know that Chip likes to talk about history, that throughout history, white people have basically abandoned us in our courts for freedom and seeking justice. And that includes, you know, the nadir, and the abolitionists, the white abolitionists, the white abolitionists in with the Quakers. That's the reason why Frederick Douglass had a falling out with William Lloyd Garrison, and then after the Civil War and the nadir, after the Civil Rights Movement, and we're talking the suffragist movement, every course. And if it weren't for us, there would be no birthright citizenship, and there would not be affirmative action, which basically has benefited white women more so than us. And my whole thing is this: even the LGBTQ community from the African diaspora will tell you that the white LGBTQ community is just as racist as anybody. And we have all these groups who have benefited from, you know, our, you know, fight and then abandon us and then turn around and want us to join them to help them when they need help. And then what my whole point is when I say this is that is the reason why we need to stand on our own terms. We should not be worried about when we need to fight our fight. We should not be worried about what white people think about us or what they think about what we're going to do here or there or whatever. If we stand on our own terms and they want to, white people or whoever else want to join, that's fine. But we should not be worried about anybody else but, you know, us, in order for us to put to progress to where we need to be. That's the reason why we keep falling behind. So, you know, that's my comment today. We need to stand on our own terms, and if anybody else wants to, you know, stand with us, that's fine. But we should not be worried about anybody else. That weakens our fight. Thank you.
So you don't think there are any black LGBTQ people? Well, okay.
Hello? I'm sorry. Hello?
So you don't think there are any black LGBTQ people?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that the black LGBTQ community people, they will be the first to tell you. Just look at the LGBTQ fight just recently. They will be the first to tell you that that they have been put in the background, that there's racism against them from the white
So how are you parsing?
They'll be the first to say that.
How are you parsing support for LGBTQ people of color? I don't understand. I mean, you're saying that we should not support LGBTQ even though there are black people in it. We shouldn't support it because they're white.
What I'm saying is that we should get together with us and stand on our own terms. And that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that. The thing about it is that the white LGBTQ community, they always run, and all the other communities, Hispanic or wherever else, they always run to us to help. You know, to help them. When traditionally they have not stood by us. That's what I'm saying.
You know what? We're not going to go into a back and forth on this because we got other callers.
I don't understand how we parse out people of color that are in that community.
I don't think that's what she's saying, Chip, to be honest with you. And, she has a point. I mean, that's what we're going through right now with the Hispanic community because, you know, yeah, they're wondering, well, you know, why we're not jumping on the anti-Trump, you know, movement, you know, because, you know, now they voted for him and now.
But Ron, that's a little different because the LGBTQ community has us in it. That's what I'm talking about. How are you parsing that out?
She said it herself. She thinks that we need to focus on our own energies, you know. And,
but they are us. That's what I'm saying is, you can't say we can't focus on gay rights and not acknowledge that there are gay black people. I mean, that's what I'm saying. How do you parse that?
She's not saying that. So we're gonna move on. Okay. 202-588-0893 community watching comment. Highlights and lowlights, you know, the Supreme Court just upheld, you know, some Tennessee law that would, you know, ban gender affirming care, for residents. And, you know, that's an ongoing fight, you know, transgender rights. That's a huge fight. And the one thing for certain, you know, you take away somebody's rights, you're going to, You know the end of that story. Anyhow, let's see. 202-588-0893. Good morning. You on WPFW.
Hello,
Tommy. Good morning.
Yes. Yeah. I want to give some advice to the brother who called, who say they are after him, following him. Yes, I believe him. Although I don't think like the gentleman who just spoke and say they have to put a chip on you. I know I've been followed physically. That's my own because I gave a comment on 9/11. However, I'm from Africa and my family used to say anybody can kill you with a cup of water if they make you believe it's poison. So I want to give him advice to stay away from all the social media that he hears or he reads. He needs to stop anything, any substance that is relieving him at this time, alcohol, drug, whatever he's taking, pills. He needs to leave all the technology, gadget stuff alone and go to a resort or beach, doesn't have to beach, something that has, somewhere that has more of a water and nature. You need to meditate, relax, and don't think about it at all. Because like I say, if you keep thinking about it, if the people are behind it, or if people want to get you, they will get you easily because that's the satisfaction you're giving them. Stay away from everything.
All right. Okay, thank you, caller. Thanks for sharing the advice. We're going to take a quick break. Then we're going to come back with more of your thoughts on lowlights and highlights, you know, of the past week, news-wise. Give us a call. Share yours. All right. 202-588-0893. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you ready for this Sunday, June 22nd, noon until 8 p.m.? WPFW, in collaboration with Washington Parks and People, present the Jazz and Justice Festival. This event is an activation of music, poetry, social justice, and labor teach-ins, elders circle, visual art, wellness circle, and a kids' corner in Malcolm X Park. Performers include Saiz Kamaluddin, Lena Cycli, Lady Murr and Friends, Paul Bailey Quartet, Blacks, Myths, Substantial with DJ RBI, Kaba Soul Singer, Proverbs Reggae Band, and the Soul Searchers, with sets by DJ Abby, Lance Reynolds, Rita Burns, and Underdog. There will also be an art exhibition curated by Adrian Ferguson of The Art of Noise, a film activation curated by Jordan Strudwick, and a community presented by Milani Douglas. The Jazz and Justice Festival this Sunday, June 22nd, noon until 8 p.m. at Malcolm X Park. An afternoon of joy as resistance. Details at WPFWFM.org.
All right. It's going to be a day of fun, y'all. This Sunday. And look, it's going to be hot out there, too, y'all. Yep. So prepare for the weather.
Bring some water,
you know, so.
Dress light.
Hydrate.
I'll be there at 9 a.m., so.
All right. We got more callers lined up, so we're going to get right to them. Welcome to the program. You're on WPFW.
Thank you very much for taking my call. I was actually going to call on a question about the Middle East, but I think that the woman who called in on the issue of racism and classism within the trans movement, I think she was on target. I think that what she's referring to, I'm not trans, I am white, but as someone who supports women's rights, the same issues have come up in that movement. And the issue isn't that she's repudiating a lot of the intellectual propaganda, which is in a good sense, of what the trans people are saying about their oppression. But if you don't take into consideration, and very often, unfortunately, white-led groups don't, the fact that people of color, not always, sometimes, you know, they can be well off, but very often they are facing very bad economic conditions, and they're, you know, facing racial discrimination. And for trans people, this could mean, for instance, that unless you're a senior, you don't get Medicaid, and you probably don't get Medicare if you're just marginal, say, on that cusp of being totally impoverished. And so where do they go for help and resources in the medications and the special health that they need? Also, trans people face job discrimination, and it's going to be much worse if you're a person of color. And the way this has been addressed, and I think I don't want to speak for the lady, but or the woman, lady was a dirty word for my generation. But I think when she said we want to stand on our own two feet, or, you know, on our own feet, our own terms, as people of color, black people, what she was referring to is what is often done in broader groups. If they're truly progressive, they'll make sure that they have leaders who are from communities of color that face special class and racial discrimination issues, and sometimes they'll form caucuses so that they those groups or leaders can raise to the attention of the broader body what the issues are. And if the broader body of whites is halfway progressive, they'll listen and make adaptations. It's you know, I'm going to just make the parallel to in the abortion rights struggle. This is way back in the early 70s. I go back quite a ways. We used to call for free abortion on demand, and we used to, you know, what wasn't considered was that in calling for abortion, we weren't also at the same time calling for free child care and a whole host of things that would have supported black families, because our intention, I mean, we were largely progressive white people and we were anti-racist, but until it was brought to our attention, what we didn't get was that a black woman, because of economic oppression, might be forced to have abortions that she didn't want, because for the sole reason that economically she couldn't afford to have the child. And this is, of course, true of lower income whites, too. So it's you've got to have a whole host of supportive demands within any given struggle. And those supportive demands would address race and class special kinds of oppression. So I think that's what she was talking about. And I think that she was raising a valid point. I also did want to call in on the bit of, if you can let me have more time, I doubt you want to, but I wanted to call in on the Middle East situation, and just I'll make this much briefer. According to a lot of the alternative YouTube channels and podcasts, the picture that's being painted here, and unfortunately Amy Goodman is not doing a very good job in countering this, but actually the Iranians are doing a lot of damage in Israel. And if anything is one of the things that they do, they have figured out that if they put up these old weapons that they send over, you know, missiles, that will trigger all of the Iron Dome mechanisms for defense, and it will enable the more sophisticated Iranian weapons to know where those defense systems are, and then the really heavy stuff, the really advanced stuff, they can use to target those things. But the catch-22 is that because the Iranians are actually being quite successful militarily against Israel, the danger is that the Israelis will go for a nuclear weapon, and then all hell breaks loose. Okay, thank you very much for taking my call.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for sharing. Killing. Missiles, you know, you see the videos, man, of the missiles just flying.
Right, yeah.
You know, just flying. Killing machines.
So it looked like fireflies back when I was a kid. You don't see fireflies much anymore, but back when I was a kid, you would see a sky filled like that, but now it's missiles.
What was that lyric? When will we ever learn, you know? When will we ever learn? All right. I'm not going to hurt the people's ears with that. 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hello?
Yes,
hello.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Well, I thank you for the opportunity to let me speak. But I wanted to comment on what the lady said, the first caller, about the LGBT. Well, I'm not against the LGBT, but I understand what she meant, because selected groups where I live at, when the blacks go and fight for something or for a cause, a lot of these other groups don't. But when they are in trouble, they're looking for us to help them or fight for their cause. Now, I don't like all the things that are with this roundup, you know, with the enforcement of roundup and getting rid of people and all that. But I remember the trash that a lot of those people talked when they came here. when I first moved out here into the community, they were always talking trash. And they was always talking, well, it wasn't bad trash, but they was always on the side of the group who is now rounding them up and sending them back to their countries. But a lot of these people were not citizens, and they came in, and they just kind of like took this, took that, and you did have some roundups, but it wasn't actually roundups in the county where I live at, but in some of the other counties where a lot of the newcomers coming in from other countries did get into affordable housing, and they got other programs that, you know, they're not citizens, they didn't vote for, and people who went out and voted for them, even though they said they paid taxes, I understood that, but I didn't get involved in this roundup, too, because if that was happening to us, they would not get involved. But when something was happening to certain groups out here, they wanted you to get involved, and they was running to you for help, but they did not run to who they were supposed to have been running to. And like you said on the show, some of them voted for Trump. You put this person in office, or you put other politicians in office, and now you're seeing what the real America is all about. You're seeing the real deal of how your people are being rounded up and families are being separated, which, you know, if you're going to get the family, get the entire family. But when you was running your mouth talking up all this trash and voted for Trump, and now you're seeing the real deal of what is going to happen. And he's been preaching this the whole time he was out campaigning, you know, and then built up the wall and all this other stuff, wasting money. And you put a wall up and people are still coming, legal and illegally. And a lot of people are here illegally and they're getting services, even though some work and say they pay taxes. I understand that. But don't disrespect American citizens or talk trash to people that are here that was born into the country. And I said, now they're seeing the real deal. You help put this person in office if you voted, because I know some people voted and some didn't. And I also know a little about the voter oppression. But look at what you did. You did that. And then now, okay, you see the real deal.
All right, thank you for your call. Okay, thank you for sharing your perspective. You know, Chip, that is a little conundrum there, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's weird because everybody who has weighed in so far, they're parsing. There's the LGBTQ plus community, and then there are Black gay people, and they act as if, you know, Black gay people are not part of that community, and that's the thing I don't understand is that. You know, support and the show that she was talking about, the majority of the show was about Trump's attack on LGBTQ, in as much as the USAID is actually not so much about HIV blacks in Africa, but it's destroying the network that was created, which is taking care of blacks in Africa that have diabetes, that have high blood pressure. You know, that. These things are co-mingled, you know, and when we start saying, well, I'm not going to support them because they're not supporting us, but they are us, you know, the LGBTQ community are Black people. I've got a ton of friends in that community. And so when you say you're not going to support it because they're racist white people in that, they're racist white people in every group. So.
All right. Point taken. 202-588-0893. Good morning. You're on WPFW.
Hello?
Yes, good morning.
Hello. Go ahead.
Okay, it's me? I'm listening on the radio. I'm listening through a cell phone. I can't tell.
Okay, yeah, you're on.
But, you know, to your point, Chip, I believe is your name, right?
Yep.
I called in because of the sister, you know, of course, the first sister who switched the dynamic of the conversation, you know, with the LGBTQ plus community, you know. I think everybody understands what she was saying. I don't think that she was separating gay blacks from straight blacks. She was pretty much saying, like, if you go back into history, you know, she talked about the Civil Rights Bill, you know, the amendment of the Civil Rights Bill, you know, included a lot of white women and gay people. And the beneficiaries of that bill mainly were, you know, gay white men and white women. And so when gay white men, you know, push a cause, you know what I'm saying, for, you know, whatever, you know, issues they're going through, they want all inclusive. When we as a people, black people as a whole, you know, gay or straight, when we're in dire need of a cause, we're alone. And our issues has always been pushed to the backside. You know, like if when we merge our issues with, like, let's say the LGBTQ community and the immigration community and so forth, our issues always get pushed to the back, always, you know, until they get their calls and our issue is never addressed. So I understand and I respect her, you know what I'm saying, for her opinion. You know, I understand. I completely understand. I don't think, to your point, I don't think that she was separating black gays from straight people, or even pushing, you know, division by saying, you know, white gays. She was just simply saying, you know, when it comes to our calls, you know, it's ignored, you know, and it's respect, you know. She's right. She's dead on, you know, and we need to, as a people, as a whole, doesn't matter, you know, gay or straight, we need to form a, you know, a separate group, you know, aside from, you know, Democrat, Republican, you know, and push for real issues that affect us, you know. So, yeah, that's my 2 cents.
All right. Thank you very much for sharing those, okay, those couple of pennies. All right. Indeed. Thanks to all of you guys that have called in so far. We appreciate the diversity of comments. 202-588-0893. Good morning. You're on WPFW Community Watch and Comment. Good morning.
Hello, caller.
All right. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW Community Watch and Comment. What's your comment?
Let me explain what the lady was trying to say on the other side, not the gay side, but the other side. When Minister Farrakhan called for the Million Man March, he did not call for the Million Black Man March. He called for the Million Man March, and the Latino community didn't come out at all and stand with us, the men. Now, we go back to 91 when there was a riot in D.C. under Sherman Pratt Kelly. It was because a police officer shot a Latino man in Mount Pleasant, and it was an uprise. The blacks came out, and he was Latino. The blacks came out, and they tore D.C. up, if you remember. Yep. See, we stood with them. And then when you come to now, right now, they are, with white women, are the reason for Donald Trump to swing that vote, to get the votes he needed to swing that election. So they refused to vote for our sister, who would not have done all of what's going on now. And now we see them constantly standing and doing things that are against us. Lastly, if you go to the prison system, the Latino, the Mexican gangs, they stand with the AWB, the Aryan Brotherhood, over the blacks in all prison systems. So they have a proven history with us that's showing us that they don't stand with us. So we need to focus on our own issue. You don't see no organizations other than black mostly standing up for reparations for black people. They came out a little en masse for George Floyd, but they were more angry about the pandemic and the restrictions that was put on everybody. So people were rebelling about the pandemic, and they used George Floyd to vent their anger. Okay, so that's what the sister was trying to say, and I'm just saying it for her.
All right, thank you very much. 202-588-0893, Community Watch and Comment. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah.
What's your comment?
Hello?
What's your comment?
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, my comment is I hear a lot of anti-immigrant generalizations being thrown, and I think it's the culprit is really capitalism. And the brother that just finished, that talked about Latinos not really coming out to support African Americans when they are in need of that kind of support. And I would ask the question is, when you bunch immigrants together, are you saying all immigrants? Because there are a lot of black immigrants out there as well that are being victimized by ICE. So that's one issue. And I think the problem is really education. I think we need to be better educated about capitalism and its effect on working class, African-American, and colored people of color as a whole. But I do want to, one of you gentlemen mentioned the USAID as if it's a good thing in support of, I don't know, starving people in Africa or whichever part of the world. And I say no to that. It's more of a destabilizing force that has been implemented by the Kennedy administration that has taken different forms over the years, and more recently by Joe Biden, which added an additional $30 billion in what was utilized by the NED, which National Association for Democracy, and that fomented and financed color revolutions that destabilized countries from Libya to Egypt to Ukraine. And it's currently in motion. They didn't dismantle it under the Trump administration. They stuffed it under the State Department. And what I say is we can do without it in the developing world. And had we not had it, these countries would have had the resources to feed their people. So for the Democrats and the mainstream people that are trying to champion the USAID as a great thing, it is not. Thank you very much.
Well, it's kind of hard to tell that to a starving child.
Right. Or to someone dying of AIDS in Africa that wasn't able to get, you know, medicine. I don't know. Often we get into this argument where it's about perfection being the enemy of good. And I think a lot of times people, unless it's 100%, you know, perfect, they're always going to be dissatisfied. And that's not the way life works. And we're constantly moving forward. We're constantly trying to move forward, but you got to accept sometimes you're not going to get everything all at once. But
why not reform the system as opposed to just cut it and gut it? You know, so anyhow, that's another debate. I'm sure you guys out there are going to engage in it, and that's what we welcome. All right, hey Chip, another show under the belt.
Another one.
Indeed.
See you
Don't
on
forget
Sunday.
To come out to the park. It's Sunday.
You know, nowadays it seems like there's a lot of
Jazz and Justice Festival.
Bad things going on, and I guess a lot of it's
part of
where I see it. Seems to still stem from lack of feelings on our parts and how we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters. Hatred is a feeling, love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love. And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to tell your troubles? Tell them to. You can't go around wondering what it is you gotta do. You gotta be ready.
Are you ready for this Sunday, June 22nd, noon until 8 p.m.? WPFW, in collaboration with Washington Parks and People, present the Jazz and Justice Festival. This event is an activation of music, poetry, social justice, and labor teach-ins, elders circle, visual art, wellness circle, and a kids' corner in Malcolm X Park. Performers include Saiz Kamaladeen, Lena Cycli, Lady Murr and Friends, Paul Bailey Quartet, Blacks, Myths, Substantial with DJ RBI, Kaba Soul Singer, Proverbs Reggae Band, and the Soul Searchers, with sets by DJ Abby, Lance Reynolds, Rita Burns, and Underdog. There will also be an art exhibition curated by Adrian Ferguson of The Art of Noise, a film activation curated by Jordan Strudwick, and a community presented by Milani Douglas. The Jazz and Justice Festival this Sunday, June 22nd, noon until 8 p.m. at Malcolm X Park. An afternoon of joy as resistance. Details at WPFWFM.org. Oh, 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 oh,
oh, I got my boots on the ground. The WPFW Local Station Board's Relocation Committee is in the process of re-envisioning what studio space for a progressive, community-based, and community-supported radio station should be in the coming decade or more. We wish to ensure that a new, more permanent home will meet current needs and those less foreseeable in the future. All WPFW stakeholders, listeners, donors, programmers, staff, community activists may share their thoughts and insights about the future space by taking the location survey located on the WPFW homepage. Be creative in your answers. The future belongs to those who dream big. The survey may be found at www.wpfwfm.org. Please submit your answers by June 30th. Thank you for your thoughts and time.
Greetings. WPFW is pleased to announce the relaunch of our major donor program, now known as the Jazz and Justice Circle. If you gave $1,000 last year or so far this year, you are automatically enrolled in this cherished group of listener members, and we thank you. Benefits of your membership are at WPFWFM.org under the Support Us tab at the top of the homepage is the Jazz and Justice Circle. Interested in joining this select group? Please consider a donation of $1,000 or more online at WPFWFM.org. Your donation helps WPFW build a better world one broadcast at a time.
Award-winning former police officer and criminal justice adjunct professor Garland Nixon hosts News Views Fridays at 6 p.m. Tune in to hear a refreshing angle on today's state of affairs and other issues other media intentionally overlook. Find the episodes on iTunes Podcast and Google Play Music. Only on your station for Jazz and Justice, 89.3 FM, Washington.
The Birchmeyer presents The Ohio Players, June 21st, Pieces of a Dream, June 27th, and Joshua Redman, June 29th. Details at birchmeyer.com.
Peace, family. On Sunday, June 22nd, at WPFW's Jazz and Justice Festival at Malcolm X Park, WPFW invites community filmmakers to join the music. During the festival, in the Josephine Butler Park Center next to Malcolm X Park, WPFW will host a community film showcase celebrating liberatory stories of resistance, resilience, and rhythm. short works, 12 minutes or less, whether first-time experiments or seasoned productions, will be welcomed for submission at films@wpfw.org. Submissions will remain open through midnight, Wednesday, June 18th. Technical polish is secondary to vision,